You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was talking about how something happened in the Avs game last night that hasn't been done but once in the team's history when they moved to Colorado. So not only did the Avalanche just crush the Washington Capitals last night at the ballroom, but Nathan MacKinnon beat them single-handedly. He scored 4 goals, including what's known as a natural hat trick, in one period alone. It is only the second natural hat trick for the Avs since they moved to Denver in 1995. The other one was done by the iconic Joe Sakic.
Oh, all right.
So I had to look this up myself. I was like, what the hell is a natural hat trick? Like, is he out nude? Is he in the all natural?
Okay.
No, a natural. Did you know? Because I didn't know.
You're asking the wrong guy.
A natural hat trick is when a player gets the hat trick, 3 goals, but uninterrupted by another player, whether it's on the other team or his team. So, in other words, they score 3 consecutive goals themselves without anyone else scoring in between.
Okay. All right.
So he scored 3 straight just in the second period.
He did good. He did good.
He had a good night. And I think Cole Makar is now the all-time goal scorer for defensemen in team history. So they just had a really, really good night last night.
Nice.
People who were at Ball Arena were, I'm sure, quite thrilled.
Yeah, you got a good show.
The Nuggets are on the road in New York tonight to play the Knicks. Get a load of this story. Sheriffs in Jeffco issued a shelter-in-place warning last night after a landmine was discovered in a unit at a storage facility over there along the frontage road of Hamden Avenue.
Yeah, we were getting all the alerts. We were getting all the alerts about that. The shelter in place. Lock your doors. Close your blinds. Go to your basement. all these things. And we're like, oh, my God, what's going on? And next door, of course, exploded with speculation on what was going on. Mm-hmm. And my parents are kind of out that way, so we were texting them. I was like, keep an eye out. But yeah, it's like, who has a landmine?
This guy did.
Who is that?
They called in the military to check it all out and the bomb squad and all of that. And just before 9 o'clock last night, the sheriff's office reported that the military personnel had determined the mine was not live.
It's a dud.
But still.
Got to go over there stepping on it.
Sharing in the Mindbender Club yesterday or day before about this guy doing some remodeling work at a house. I want to say it was up in Washington State. Anyway, he was tearing out a bathtub while he's remodeling this house, and inside the wall, there is a hand grenade, and it's got the pin in it, and it's just sitting there, hand grenade.
Yeah.
And that guy, hauled ass out of the house,
yeah.
Right? Which, of course, who wouldn't?
There was go ahead.
What they determined is the authorities said what happens is you get a whole bunch of veterans and soldiers who come back, and they sometimes bring weapons back with them. They will stash them or hide them somewhere in their house, or maybe in this case, a storage unit. And then they either forget about it, or sadly, they pass away without telling anyone. And so you've got landmines, grenades, who knows what else, a bazooka that could be inside the walls of all of these homes. And people don't find them until they're doing some sort of remodel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was another great grenade story floating around this week where this guy had, it was a grenade, it kind of looked like a hammer. It had a ball on the end and then a handle coming off it so you could chuck it, And he didn't know it was a grenade, and he had been using it for 15, 20 years to crack open walnuts.
Oh my
God. So he was holding by the handle and smashing nuts with it and breaking the shells and using it. And then somebody's like, dude, that's a grenade.
Was it one of those German, what they used to call potato
mashers?
It
was like a German grenade, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Those look completely different from
the ones
we're used to seeing.
Yeah, where you pull the pin.
They almost look like lint rollers.
Yeah, well, he was using it to smash grenade or smash walnuts.
Oh, my God.
No!
Here's a note for all you dog lovers out there. The annual list is out of the cutest dog breeds. What is Goldie Fawn? Is she a mutt or is she a special breed?
I was looking at this list. She's a beagle. She's got a little bit of beagle in there. I saw a beagle made the list, too. Yeah.
7 cutest dog breeds. Golden Retrievers are number one. And you got to admit, you see a golden retriever puppy. I mean, come
They make you go, I'm transferring VHS tapes from my childhood right now, and we had a yellow lab named Tucker, and we have a ton of video as Tucker as a puppy, and man, just pulls at the heartstrings. I'm not going to lie. I was transferring one of these tapes, and I started crying. I cried and teared up, and Nicole's like, oh my gosh, you're crying.
They're adorable.
They're so cute.
Anyway, so that's your number one, the Golden Retriever. Number two, the Welsh Corgi, which... That's like the Queen's.
Hello,
used to have corgis,
those
right?
Little tiny legs scampering about.
The papillon, which is a French word for butterfly, but the papillon is number three. The burr means mountain dog is number four.
Oh my God, those are so big and cuddly and adorable.
Dachshunds are number five. Dachshunds are funny looking.
They're ugly.
Your beagle is number six, and what the hell is number seven? I can't find number seven. Number seven is...
Your mom.
Your mama. the Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. And then do we want to talk here in trending about this singles study, or do we want to save this for a more in-depth...
Yeah, I mean...
I want to save this for more of an in-depth talk.
All right.
Because it's... does that hurt your feelings?
No.
Do you want to go ahead and talk about it now?
No, we can do it later. Let's do it later.
I think it's too fascinating to toss away in a trending report.
All right.
It's an interesting, a dating site has released, they do every year, they put out singles in America, and the results they had regarding relationships, I thought was interesting. So maybe we can talk more about that. Here, and quickly, this guy, because I do a lot of travel, and I'm staying in hotels quite a bit, and there are times I have to iron. This guy does a travel blog, and he's releasing all these various hacks that you can do when you go out and travel. But one of them that caught people's eye is he's warning people, be really careful when you use the iron in a hotel room. And my first thought when I saw that, I don't know about you, Jared, but I saw that and I thought, is it dangerous? Is it, like, could you get electrocuted? Is that the problem?
Burn? Does it get too hot?
No. What it turns out is that he says it's a popular hack among airline pilots especially, but other people too, that they heat up leftover pizza with the iron in the room.
Absolutely. It's like a little oven. I've made grilled cheese with it before right there on the ironing board. And if you flip it over, you can put pancake batter on it too. Make little teeny tiny pancakes.
Well, he says, you can go and be completely unaware and throw your nice little shirt on there and it's still got pizza grease on it. Then you've got a stain and then you're hosed.
Yeah.
So... people using the hotel ironing board to warm up their pizza.
That whole situation is nasty in hotel rooms anyway because people urinate in the iron and it's...
Sure they do.
They do.
What else is trending?
Well, let's talk about this video that has been making the rounds on the social for a few months. And now, finally, it looks like Colorado State Patrol is going to go after this jackass. It's a guy who uploaded evidence of his street crimes on YouTube, now wanted by the CSP. It shows him speeding between Denver and Colorado Springs on his motorcycle, and it's titled Springs to Denver in 20 Minutes. And the video is insane. It's like he strapped a camera onto his helmet and just gave it hell all the way down I-25, 173 miles per hour. As he's darting between vehicles, just zipping in and out. And you wonder how this guy survived and not hit somebody. I mean, the reaction time is essentially zero. I don't know how his brain processed going that fast on that highway.
You know, I watched the video.
Oh, it's scary.
I don't know about you. I watched the video, and my first reaction was so pissed off.
Oh, yeah. Totally could have killed
because he
so
could
many
have
people.
Killed not just himself, he could have killed other people because you got people doing 70.
Yeah, and he's just zipping
more,
by him.
And he's zipping between cars, no lane, just right between them. And you can imagine somebody completely freaking out, swerving, hitting another car at 70 miles an hour.
Well, not even that. Just you're going along, you put your turn signal on, and you naturally just change lanes. And this guy's, up next to you, boom. So he's getting hit with a buttload of counts here. Menacing, engaging in a speed contest, reckless endangerment, reckless driving, exhibition of speed, yada, yada, yada. So if they do catch this guy, man, he's going to be locked up for sure.
So this asshat lives in Texas. My question is, are they able to
Yeah, they'll get him and
can
ship him back.
Can you extradite people between states?
I think so. This story says they are working with Dallas law enforcement to try to nab this guy, too. And, I mean, he's obviously guilty. He uploaded the entire thing online. There's evidence for 20 minutes of him driving like an idiot. So I do hope
if he's
going to
come back and say, no, I didn't really do that. That was AI.
Yeah, right. No, you could tell it's not. I mean,
I'm wondering what he'll have a defense, and so I'm wondering what that defense will be.
Really, really bad. So anyway, that's floating around. That's a big Colorado story this morning. I hate him, too.
I hate him.
Kevin Spacey is slowly trying to reintegrate himself into society, dipping his toe back into the water. And I guess this is where you start. He's appearing next month at a horror convention called Mad Monster Party in North Carolina. He'll be there February 16th through the 18th, signing autographs, posting for photos, and probably getting the middle finger and some stink eye from various people at the convention. He was in that movie 7 years ago with Brad Pitt, which is a horror flick. So that's why he's going to be at this thing. And the people for the event are coming out saying that he is one of the most sought-after actors in the celebrity appearance space right now, and they were kind of glad to get him. He was found innocent, right, of all those charges, so... I mean, this is why he's trying to get back out there. Wasn't he? All of them?
I think he was found not guilty.
Not guilty,
that's
but...
That's not the same thing as him being innocent. I think I'll withhold comment.
Yeah, anyway, it's too bad that all that is falling around if he did all that, because I am still going to say that he is one of the greatest actors.
There's no denying
him in House of Cards, The Negotiator, American Beauty... that little series called Baby Driver. I mean, he's so good, but he's kind of allegedly a creeper. So anyway, that's going on. Let's see. We did that story. Plumbers are revealing the strangest things that people have flushed down toilets. The list is kind of funny. Rubber duckies made the list. Socks. Turkey bones and Brussels sprouts. Sounds like a rap group or something. A pipe stuck inside another pipe. A two-man tent and a sleeping bag was apparently shoved down a toilet at one point. Somebody was trying to flush
a
tent.
How does that go down?
How does that go down, right? I don't get it. I don't know. What else is going on? A couple plane stories. These Boeing 737 MAX 9s. The CEO is coming out and saying that they are finding many planes with loose bolts, so that's scary. And then how about this Boeing 757 that lost its nose wheel shortly after takeoff the other day? I do have audio of this. Imagine trying to call this in. Here you go.
Delta 982, this is the aircraft looking at you. One of your nose tires just came off. It just rolled off the runway behind you. So that's Delta 982. Tower, sounds like we've got a problem.
Yeah, you think? You think you got a problem there?
What do you do in that situation?
Try to land with the back wheels and keep that nose up as long as possible.
Just pop a wheelie all the way down.
Pop a wheelie
runway.
And then gently put it down as they foam the runway, right?
These pilots are so damn talented.
I know.
I mean, they really are.
But the plane's
and they
wheels
stay
are
so
falling
calm
off.
And cool. You know, would they have something like this where the front nose, you know, the front wheel is gone and they just remain completely calm and God, I don't know how they do it.
So that's Delta 982. Tower, sounds like we've got a problem.
Yeah.
The problem is that some guy needs to get let go, I think, who's in charge of the wheel bolts. That's the problem. We need to get a new guy in there. Let's do this.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Let's talk about a big chocolate giant Easter bunny, 2 feet tall. You want to see the pictures of it? I guess they're selling it at Costco.
Well, you got
right
my attention.
Now, it's $64. It's hollow. And somebody said at that price, it needs to be solid chocolate. You know, they're not wrong. But anyway, it's a giant 2 foot tall Easter bunny that you can eat. You starting with the ears or the butt on that, Dom?
Ears.
I'm going butt. I'm going to get that butt. Get that Easter bunny butt. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.